Well, good evening, gentlemen. It's Friday night, and it's Solo Man here. And generally, I get some nude items, if I can find some, and just talk through them. Generally about, funny enough, femons. And I do have a couple of news items about femons here, so let's start, shall we? So here's a femon in front of this lorry, or truck as you want to call it. Now, she's a 55-year-old single mother, and this story happened in Australia. But she was taking her 17-year-old son for a driving lesson and had kind of an altercation with this lorry driver behind her. So here I've slowed it down slightly, and I think it's a dark green car here. It's going to go left, and it seems like it was kind of shunted slightly by the lorry. Now the car comes to a stop and the truck is held up at the intersection. But as you can see here, the yellow jacket is the 17-year-old son. He was driving. So it could have been he just braked too hard as he's turning left or something like that. But the femon wasn't too happy about it and confronted the truck driver. But the truck driver didn't seem to want to stop and he just kept on going when the traffic moved. And unfortunately the femon didn't move out the way, so the truck driver rode straight over her. And unfortunately she died. And of course, when the story first came out, they made the man seem really bad or whatever, and femons are good, you know, the usual. But the truck driver did stop about 150 metres down the road or so, and of course the police arrived, and towed the lorry away and took the lorry driver into custody, and checked for alcohol and drugs, of course. This truck driver was a 51-year-old male, and he has since been released without charge, so presumably he wasn't drinking alcohol or drugs or anything like that. But of course the media wants you to believe he's a crazed man, you know. But let's think about it a bit more logically here. First of all, the femon puts herself in harm's way. You don't stop a train or something by just putting your hands out and not moving. So do you think this truck driver, who's 51 years of age, it's probably truck driving is his job, he's going to throw it all away and just drive straight over her? As we know, he wasn't on drugs or alcohol that they've told us about. So maybe he's just a crazed male, is that it? Or could it be he just didn't know she was there? He may have seen the 17-year-old bright yellow jacket on the left, but maybe he just didn't know the femon was there. That would explain why he just drove when the traffic moved. But why didn't the femon just get out of the way when she knew he wasn't going to stop? I mean, it's a tragic accident, I believe. But it would never have happened if the femon hadn't put herself in the harm's way like that. I don't think I'd stand in front of a big vehicle like that to try and stop it. Anyway, guys, give me your thoughts on the story. I'll put the link down below, of course. But it must have been tragic for the 17-year-old son to see it happen. So let's move on to the next one. Here's a very young femon. Well, actually, she's 25 years old. But for the modern femons of today, so that's nearly hitting the wall. But she's been charged with a felony of killing a 4-year-old girl by shooting her point blank in the chest. Her story to the police was she was showing these children gun safety. 4-year-old? Bit young, isn't it? And the gun just went off. Yeah, sounds suspicious. That's because it is. Unfortunately, some other witnesses, young people as well there, little children, said that's not how it happened. They were in a home or something, and the children apparently had been naughty. And this was the girl's way of punishing them. Threatening them, I guess, with a gun. She told the police she took the magazine out. But if anybody knows about guns, there's still one in the chamber you have to remove to make the gun safe. She obviously didn't realize that. So she went ahead to scare the children and then shot this 4-year-old in the chest. Obviously, the 4-year-old child died. Thank God there was other witnesses around that spoke up and told the police the truth. You see what happens with femons, and first instinct is to lie. Doesn't matter what it's about, they lie. To try and remove any accountability. I don't believe she meant to shoot the little child, but you still don't threaten 4-year-old children with guns. And hopefully they put her away for a very long time. I mean, I don't know what it's like in America when you buy a handgun or a gun, but in Canada, you have to pass the FAC. You have to pass a test before you can go out and buy a gun. Seems like this femon didn't know anything about guns at all. And a little 4-year-old girl has died because of it. And there's another femon that would make an excellent mother. Yeah, right. Oh, and here's another story about an excellent mother femon. Now, this femon is young. She's only 19 years old. but she has just been arrested for sexually abusing a minor, a 3-year-old little girl. Apparently this man met this femon online, and they became girlfriend and boyfriend, and she moved into his house. Presumably he already had the daughter. But after a while he went through her phone when she was sleeping, and he found videos of her sexually abusing his daughter. This femon had also applied for a job in an elementary school, but this man did a brave thing and he went straight to the police with the evidence. And in the story you see her being arrested. Obviously there's something very wrong with this very young femon. And there'll probably be loads of excuses for why she's like that, but it is disgusting, isn't it? And I'm really glad that a lot of men are actually checking up on femons now. Of course, the downside is we're finding really disgusting things about them. They seem to have no actual morality whatsoever. And was she going for a job at elementary school to do more of what she's done? Who knows? And will she admit for what she's done and say sorry? Or will she lie? Well, I've got a funny feeling which one it's going to be. You take it easy, guys, and stay on it, won't you? If I find any more stories like that, I won't do them. Actually, I like a lighter one, you know, a bit more fun one, for a change.